Our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat is about a story concerning visitors who are caught up in that vacation rental crackdown. Reporter Christina Jedra on the line this morning. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Catherine.
Yes. So glad you could join us. So tell us about the people that you've talked to about how they've been impacted by this.
Yeah, so a lot of tourists are sort of scrambling this month. With the crackdown on short-term vacation rentals, a lot of operators have started taking down their ads. Some of them are putting their units up for sale or for rent. Others are just still figuring out what to do. So for tourists, that means they got messages from their hosts saying, "We're sorry, we just can't host you anymore." And this is happening sometimes days or weeks before people's trips. So it's been surprising and frustrating for them. Some of the visitors have tried to sweet talk their hosts into hosting them anyway, but the city is really threatening some heavy fines here, up to $10,000 a day for recurring violations. So for a lot of property owners, it's just not worth the risk.
And one of the folks that you highlighted was someone who was planning a wedding.
Yes, one local bride, two of her bridesmaids now have to stay on the mainland. They just can't afford to stay in a hotel. They had, booked an Airbnb. They got the cancellation, and it's unfortunate for that bride. She's pretty upset about it. So it affects, local folks as well as our visitors.
Yes, and weddings are already an emotional time, and then you add this.
Right. Yes, to hear weeks, ahead of the event that there's this big upheaval in your plans is, one bride from Arizona said she had a full-on panic attack. It's not what you want when you're planning a wedding, but this is in some ways welcome news for some people that just want to see fewer tourists on Oahu. Tourism numbers have been rising, spending has been stagnant, and some folks just want to see fewer tourists, and the tourists that we have maybe spending more money, those higher spending folks that may stay in a resort and spend a lot of money at a restaurant instead of staying in an Airbnb and cooking for themselves.
Are there folks that you talk to that are just going to bite the bullet and just stay at a hotel, which is maybe more expensive?
The folks that I talk to actually have not booked hotels. They've kind of found ways around it. So the bride from Arizona, she did end up finding someone to rent to her. She said a friend on Oahu will let her stay. She's a little nervous that there could still be enforcement. I'm not sure of the legality of that one, but fingers crossed for her. Another gentleman from Oregon, his host initially canceled on him. And then when, he expressed his dismay, she took pity on him and said, you can stay for free. Because she just felt bad that it was so last minute. That particular guy said, why do I want to spend all the money to come to Hawaii and spend money on a hotel when I can use that money and it'll be stretched a lot further if I go to Mexico instead? So some people are planning future trips elsewhere.
I know when we talked to the DPP a couple of weeks ago, they said they were fielding lots of calls from like the people like you talked to who were saying, "Hey, I've got this place booked, and what do I do?" And
right.
And then they've also had calls from people who were saying, "Oh, just give us a grace period because we're booked through the end of the year."
Yeah, some people have been saying, "Can you give us a break? This is so last minute." And DPP is really saying, "No, this is the law now. This is what we're enforcing." There are a lot of people, including the tourists I talked to, that are saying, "Why couldn't this have gone in effect, January 1st to let us, act out the bookings that we already had?" And move forward from there. But nope, this is happening now. It's August 1st, and the listings have decreased. They decreased 37% on the second day the law took effect. So it's happening now.
Yes, I have been actually jumping online both on the Airbnb and VRBO websites as well as Craigslist, and I can definitely see how the numbers have dropped. There are none in my neighborhood that are being advertised anymore.
Yeah. And a lot of them, it seems, are being converted to, sales or long-term leases. I did speak with Zillow, and it's very preliminary right now, but they did say they saw a spike in July, the month after the law was passed, a spike in ads for sale and for leases. And they hadn't seen a jump up like that in like 4 years. So there are some indications that the law is acting as intended to kind of convert these units back to housing for locals, but we'll have to kind of wait and see what the long-term effects will be.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Christina. It's an interesting sidebar to this whole saga that's unfolding. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
That was reporter Christina Jedra, a new addition to Honolulu Civil Beat. To read her stories on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.